This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about the Colorado State Attorney General trying to shut down Andrew Womack's Bible conference. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
Andrew Womack put every precaution in place so that he could still host his Bible conference at the Karis Bible College campus in the safest way possible during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the Colorado State Attorney General still attempted to ban the AWMI from holding in-person gatherings of more than 175 people. At the same time, they were allowing mass protests without adhering to social distancing and other health guidelines. The AG sent a cease and desist letter to Womack trying to shut down the conference on its last day, as well as any future conferences that they might hold. But back on June 26, 2020, Andrew Womack and his leadership team met with their city and county public health and law enforcement to review and discuss how to safely host a large faith-based gathering. The public officials made some recommendations, which AWMI applied, and they continued to work with the Teller County Public Health Department to keep everything above bar. The normally full 3,200-seat worship center was limited to 800 to 1,000 people, which is far less than 50% of its potential capacity, so that they could follow social distancing, personal protective equipment, signage, traffic flow, and sanitation protocols. The Liberty Council is representing AWMI and sent a letter in response to the state AG, explaining the plans and protocols that the ministry had put in place to keep people safe from the virus while still being able to attend the in-person conference. They also pointed out that Governor Polis has recently permitted thousands of people to gather in mass protests, saying that he understands for many, even under safer-at-home coronavirus restrictions, it is not possible to stay at home, it is not possible to stay silent, and he urged everyone who is demonstrating to do their best to keep their distance between themselves and others and to wear a face covering. Unfortunately for his argument, there is much photographic evidence that the protesting was not adhering to social distancing and other COVID-related guidelines. Matt Staver, Liberty Council's founder and chairman, said that religious gatherings have a constitutional right to exist, and the Colorado Attorney General has clearly discriminated against Andrew Womack Ministries while encouraging mass protest of people that are not taking health precautions. There is neither a pandemic pause button to the Constitution nor an exception for religious gatherings. In the fight for equal justice under the law, let's pray that justice is actually applied equally and those who are trying to work within the guidelines aren't discriminated against because of their beliefs. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.